As I said before, Thursday night, first preseason game, Chicago Bears have already had 2 weeks of practice. They got an extra week of practice in because of being in the Hall of Fame game, which is against the Baltimore Ravens. And so to kind of get you ready and rolling here, we said we need to go out. We need to get an expert on Chicago Bears football. Someone that's been in training camp, someone knows what's going on. They can give us the real insider scoop and really give us the analysis. We couldn't find anybody, so we decided we'd call Jay Taft instead. So here he is live from the Rockford Register Star, is our Jay Taft.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, man?
What's up, Jay?
You know why you couldn't find anybody? Because they don't let any media anywhere near Bears players or coaches anymore. That's kind of not...
Is that the same thing under... That's the same deal under Nagy? I thought that was the deal under Fox, but I thought they might have loosened that up.
It's worse.
Oh, gosh.
Can you believe it? I can't believe it. It's total... not just a little. It's way worse. And it's...
So what is your access out there in Bourbonnais? I mean, what?
Yeah. We talked about this a while ago with the last guy, because Fox, I thought, was bad. It's steadily getting worse. And you talk with a bunch of reporters who cover different teams around the NFL, and it's not just the Bears. So it's all flowing this way, and we all know why, because of the wonderful social media surge that we have in our world right now. You can't do anything without everybody knowing about it. Mm-hmm. So it's got everybody paranoid. Well, Randy, they've now stuck us in the corner of one of the end zones under this little tent for training camp.
Great vantage point.
It's like being at a Trump rally.
It used to be that was the one time you could really get out there and get close to the team, get to know a few of the players, really get a lot of access and a lot of kind of inside feel for it, and it's no more now. The other great part about training camp used to be we used to get to hang out near the cafeteria and not only eat lunch with the players, but we could stand outside before and after lunch and kind of talk to the guys as they were going in. And that was a time to get, sometimes you could talk to seven or eight guys in an hour right there. A lot of them, most of them interviews, you know, he's trying to get something out of the guy. But a lot of times you just get to know him a little bit too.
Sure.
They've shut all that off. No lunch access whatsoever. And that's all new as of that started last year. We didn't get lunch. But before that, we always could just hang out with them. And then this year, they shove us into the corner of the end zone, so you can't even see anything.
So how much one-on-one time do you even get with any of them?
None. You don't get any. You get to talk to two players and Coach Nagy after practice. You can request players. You got to do it 2 to 3 days ahead of time. I did get Tariq Cohen, but it's really not a one-on-one. They pull you over there, and anybody else who wants to jump in can, and there always is. It's just so limited now. You're so handcuffed. Even I took my photographer, Arturo Fernandez, and they just think you can really just take pictures and videos of them stretching.
they don't want any of the plays out there.
No, we're sitting there, and honestly, you know, it drives me insane, and it has been for years, how little they let us, you know, access they give us anymore. But then we're sitting there, and we're watching the goal line plays, and as everybody knows, you know, Matt Nagy's got this different kind of mind. He's a forward thinker, and he does things differently. And we're watching one play, and it's Trubisky and the shotgun, the whole line start to flow right. He does a little kind of underhanded flip to Tariq Cohen, who's the only guy who's shooting to the left. He scoots into the end zone really easily, and it's a really nifty kind of play, not like something we've never seen before, but it's a little different for the Bears, certainly. Mm-hmm. And right then, I'm thinking to myself, you know, in this age of social media, if all of us media guys were right where we usually are, which would have been about 5 feet away from that play, we would have all videoed it. We would have all tweeted it out.
Mm-hmm.
It would be out there in the entire world to know what might be one of their, you know, favorite little goal line plays. It doesn't work that way because you can't take video during the practices. You can't tweet out any of that kind of crap. And you can't tweet anything until after practice. And they've got the tweet, the social media handcuffs, and they've got you in the wrong spot anyway. So it doesn't work out that way. But that's at least part of what they're avoiding, and you can see a little bit because it would be out there. Everybody would know.
It's interesting you bring up that play quick, Jay, because I think somebody either broke protocol or something. I thought I saw a tweet the other day about it was very quick. It said, that was an interesting. It was basically two us. That was an interesting play. Everybody to one direction, and they counter to the other side.
Wow.
And that's all it really said. Didn't get really detail of exactly what happened, but I remember seeing that play getting tweeted by somebody, and I can't remember who it was. And I go, oh, they're exposing secrets. We had Rob Domofsky of the Packers on yesterday, and I mentioned to him about how does the new Mike Pettine defense look. He says, oh, he's doing some really neat things. I can't really tell you what they're doing. We're not supposed to say, but it's some really neat stuff. So, I mean, they've even got the media on a gag order. So we don't even know what he's installing, 3-4s, 4-3s, and what blitzing patterns and stuff like that. So it's all top secret stuff.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. If I find out, I'll tell you.
All right.
Appreciate that, Jay.
All right. Yeah, no, we'll go on maybe at a secret time or something, and you guys can ask me real quietly, and I'll tell you. I'm going to the Packers either Thursday or Friday. So.
Oh.
I'll get an idea of what, you know, we'll go to see our guy Dean Lowry and kind of see how things have changed a little bit over there as well. But I remember from last year going to Packers camp the day after I went to Bears camp. It's the same thing. And it really is around the NFL, and it's the social media. It's the fear of social media that's spreading all around. And everybody's trying to do it like Bill Belichick.
You know, Jay, speaking of social media, I jump on
Michael.
There on, how's it going, man? Jordan asked if we knew each other, if you remembered me. We're friends on Snapchat,
right.
Man.
Yeah.
We go deep.
We do go deep.
This relationship is formed.
I just covered your golf game. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, we're old hat here. But, hey, you know, I jump on there Sunday morning, and everybody's excited. Hey, the Bears play a football game this week. You know, NFL returns Thursday night. And to me, I just have a pit in my stomach for these preseason games because I don't want anything bad to happen to Trubisky or to Cohen or to anybody that's important to what's going to be the cornerstones of this football team. Do you get that same anticipation from fans, or what's your feeling going into the first the lid lifter for the preseason here on Thursday?
For one thing, Michael, we're not going to see much of those guys.
Right.
I can pretty much guarantee that. You'll get a couple series in, and it'll be total vanilla stuff. They're not going to do anything to get Mr. Trubisky or any of those key guys hurt. Those crazy stuff happens. I mean, there's a couple teams that lost some guys already in training camp. I saw Tore Achilles there.
In conditioning drills.
So it happens, and you can't avoid every single one of them. These guys do not want to play preseason games. Well, you sure can hear it in their voice. So the actual players, they don't want to be out there for these kind of things. But there's, you know, it's just like training camp. There is something to it. There is something that these guys can get out of it, especially the coaches. And then, you know, the deep roster, the guys who are scratching and clawing for those special team spots and those final roster spots. Other than that, it's just kind of an easing the starters and the rest of the guys into it. And this kind of extra preseason game isn't going to do much of anything for those guys.
Well, I think another layer to that.
A little used to it.
Well, I think another layer to that, too, would be getting Matt Nagy and Helfrich and these guys kind of on the same page as far as Nagy calling plays, getting the plays in. So more maybe of a test and trial by fire for the coaching staff than anybody else.
Absolutely, Mike. That's probably the biggest or the best thing about getting an extra preseason game, because you've got this first-year head coach and a bunch of new guys. And that's not an easy aspect of this whole thing. Learning how to run an entire organization and run a team all the way up through game day and how you prepare your guys. But I think that will be a definite plus for this group to get another game in. As far as getting out there and smacking people in the head, I don't think they're really looking forward to that too much. It is, you do get to hit another team. Now, you talk to any player, they like that part about it, too.
Hey, Jay, I know you say your perspective has not been the most ideal from watching camp, but kind of give me your who or what have you been most impressed with so far? I've seen so much stuff about Anthony Miller that he seems to be the superstar of camp, that he's been a great...
Yeah, they love him.
Yeah, they love him, and you tack him on with all of the receivers, and all of a sudden it almost sounds like the receiving corps might go from the biggest weakness to one of the biggest strengths in this team. But who or what has impressed you the most so far, what you've seen, whether it be Trubisky, whether it be the way Nagy handles practice, or individual player?
Well, first of all, this defense is for real. It's so hard to tell in early in camp, especially over the summer until they hit. Once they get the pads on and you get a decent idea of who's going to stick their heads in there and really kind of make that extra effort or extra play, this defense is going to be fun to watch. And they kind of molded it. You know, this Vic Fangio molding process really came around last year. And if you look back, especially at the numbers, there were so many injuries and they lost so many guys, and yet they still climbed that thing up into the top 10. If they had everybody out there, it's one of the better defenses in the NFL, which, considering how bad that team had been lately, that's quite a leap. I've had a lot of fun watching this defense so far early in camp, and that's not a good thing for Mitch, because I'm going to guess they've had about 9 to 10 picks off of Mitch through, what are we on, practice 8? There's been a lot of interceptions, but that's a great thing for this defense, because that's been what's been lacking the most. These guys have not produced any takeaways, and this defense needs that big time. If they can flip that switch, then you're looking at a real formidable defense that can make a difference in a game. On the offensive side, like you said, Randy, it's really weird. It's the transformation of this wide receiver core, and you throw a guy like Allen Robinson in there who's doing a lot more than I thought we would see him do this early, coming off that torn ACL. He really looks good. He looks ready to go. And as you mentioned, the Rook, this Taylor Gabriel is a fast one too. So, and they talk all, but they keep talking about Kevin White. I don't know what's going to happen with that poor guy. If he doesn't get hurt, he could be a good player. They all seem to love him. Now, we talked to him. I think he's kind of sick of the media from the past couple of years and all the injuries and what he's had to deal with. So he doesn't tell us much, but everybody seems to love him. He makes plays. So it's insane how bad that wide receiver core had been for a couple of years there. And then it's pretty crazy to look and see just how good it could be this year. It's no longer an excuse for Mitch Trubisky. That much we know. He now has weapons. It's his second year. No more excuses for that kid. He's going to have to, and this team, he can't be good. He's going to have to be great if he wants to make this team good enough to be in the picture, be in the talk late in the season.
You know, speaking of first-round draft picks, still waiting on Roquan Smith to join the Bears, waiting on that contract impasse to go away.
One.
Is it time to start worrying if you're a Bears fan? Or how do the Bears feel about their number one draft pick missing so much time in camp?
One thing that you read and hear everywhere is that this Roquan Smith, he's a special dude. And not just talent-wise, but I guess his brain. He's got that kind of mindset that knows and studies and researches and is just very dedicated. So clearly there's some money issues. It sounds like he's trying to just step back and let the people handle that. It's going to get handled. We know that. He's going to be out there soon enough. He's missing a bunch of practices right now, which is not going to be a big deal. It's a bigger deal for other rookies, guys who aren't quite as knowledgeable, don't prepare themselves the way this guy does. This guy seems like one of those dudes that he's going to come in ready, whenever it is. I suspect it'll be in the next week. That's my call. It's not going to be long now. He'll be in there, and he's going to be the quarterback of that defense for the next 5 years. I love that pick. That's going to be a good move for him. He'll be all right.
He's Jay Taft, the Rocket Register Star. Jay, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Yeah.
We'll look forward to talking some more after you come back for camp. I'd like to hear a little bit, too, next week, maybe, about what Dean Lowry had to say as well.
Yeah,
I've been having a hard time getting him to come on, so I'll use you as my intermediary here, and we'll see what Dean has to say about the Packers.
I'll give it a try.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
All right, thanks, Jay. Take care.
All right, gentlemen. Good morning.